This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, welcome back. I hope you're with us for that open of the show, because that's one hell of a story. That's one hell of a breaking news story from Wayne Allen Root in an opinion column, right? I mean, that's huge news. I'm a big fan, by the way, of the Gateway Pundit website, and they broke that story initially, but I'm the only guy, I guarantee you, in America who's got it on his national radio show, national TV show, within hours of them breaking it, wrote a commentary about it, and we'll have it in the newspapers on Sunday to spread it all over the United States. That's unbelievable that you could be a candidate for president of the United States and be aiding and abetting illegal alien criminals and illegal alien felons and helping someone possibly hurt or murder an ICE agent. Folks, this is serious stuff. Mayor Pete's in big trouble. Obama, never. Yeah, I mean, I hated Obama. I couldn't stand his views. I thought Obama was a socialist out to destroy America. Obama never did something like this. This is an extreme action, not just an extreme view, not just extreme words, an extreme action that even Obama never thought of. Okay, I used to say Obama did things that were so bad no other Democrat ever thought of them, right? And like using the IRS to destroy the lives of his political opposition, right? And lying, committing fraud about Obamacare, lying to everyone. If you like your doctor, you keep him. If you like your hospital, you keep it. If you like your network, you keep it. Your price will go way down. It went way up. Lies, lies, lies. But even Obama never thought, let me weaponize a local city against the federal government. Let's warn people that a federal government agency is coming. And I'll tell you what's really important about this story. And that's if you think that Mayor Pete of South Bend, some little crappy town that really is just Notre Dame, the great Notre Dame University is South Bend. South Bend's a small town, over about 100,000 people. That's a very small town in America, a very small city in America. And if you think that the mayor of South Bend did something like this, don't you think this is a sign that portends that every big city mayor is doing the same thing? You don't think the mayor of New Orleans and New York and Newark and Camden and Trenton and Detroit and Baltimore and Chicago, name the Democrat city. 100% Democrat voters, 100% Democratic leadership that isn't doing the same thing. You don't think they've all got warning systems, alert systems to tell people that ICE is here? So why is this different? That if tell me what the difference is between this and a mayor saying there's a murderer down the street on this side and there's a pedophile who rapes little children on this side and police are coming to arrest them both and bang down their door, I better call them and let them know the police are on the way because they're both supporters and donors of mine. Now, if you heard a Republican say that, a Republican mayor, you'd want to throw him in jail, right? It's the same thing, except he's doing it on a mass scale. These are his voters, and I know illegals are all voting illegally and committing voter fraud all over this country, and these are his donors and his supporters, and the people behind him all love illegal aliens, and they want him to vote, and they want him to be on welfare so they're dependent on government and dependent on the Democratic Party. Right? This is the whole Democratic Party shtick. This is what they're all about nowadays. And so he's doing mass robocalls to let his criminal supporters know that the cops are on the way. Folks, no matter how you cut it, it's a terrible crime for an elected official to do this. And Mayor Pete should be in jail for many years to come. And he should be stripped of the mayor title and stripped, kicked out of the Democratic primary for president. But of course, I'm dreaming. Of course, this is fantasy. Because when the Democrats find out he did this, he'll be welcomed into every city and every debate like a conquering hero and the king of the Democratic Party. They will give him love. They will kiss his feet because he broke the law to tell his residents that a federal government law enforcement agency was coming. Can you imagine? Bad stuff, folks. And I'm telling you, it's happening in every city. If Mayor Pete's doing it, then he's not the first one. He's no genius that figured this out in Little South Bend. Trust me when I tell you that he must have copied this from, he had a meeting with the mayor of New York. He was at a mayor's conference. He met the mayor of L.A. I guarantee you in those cities, they're doing the exact same thing. Robocalls, automatic calls to let people know government agency law enforcement is coming to arrest you and deport you. Get out. Aiding and abetting criminals. Amazing. All of you got to go to jail. Good news today, by the way. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, easy for me to say, had a ruling that will allow the Trump asylum ban in Texas and New Mexico to continue. So, again, Trump's doing it little by little good things. The headline in my paper today, the Las Vegas Review-Journal, which is one of the most conservative papers in America, if not the most conservative, I was embarrassed at the headline today. The headline was that Trump's new policy may kick off tens of thousands of Americans off of food stamps. And right in the article, they featured a woman with a very Hispanic name. And maybe she's legal. I have no idea. She might be a legal Hispanic American. I don't know. I would guess she's probably illegal. I would guess. And it says she's on food stamps and she's expecting her third child and she's scared to death how she's going to make ends meet if she gets kicked off food stamps. Trump has passed some sort of new rule that you automatically don't get food stamps just because you're on Social Security disability or three other programs. Trump's doing great stuff every day. He's trying to kick people off welfare, kick people off food stamps. America's $22 trillion and very close to being $23 trillion in debt. We're in big trouble. And anytime you try to kick someone off welfare or off food stamps, oh my God, you're the boogeyman. You're the worst person in the world. No, you're not. You're trying to help the 90% of us who are Republican who have never touched welfare or food stamps in our lives. It's the same thing with Obamacare. I'm sure there are some poor people that have been helped by Obamacare because they never had health care and now they've got it. But I'm equally sure that there's a larger percentage of America who's been ripped off and raped. Excuse that word because I hate to use it, but literally raped and raked over the coals by Obamacare. For every person you help, there's 20 like me, middle class and above, rising to Wainwright, who used to pay $500 a month for health insurance that now pay $2,000 a month for health insurance. And you've ruined their lives and you bankrupted them and you're hurting the entire American economy because consumers have no money left. So why do you only look at the few people you helped and not the many people you hurt? You hurt 20 in the middle class for every one poor person you helped. Why is that fair? Why is that okay? Who says that's okay? And when you take someone off of food stamps, yes, you're hurting them, but you're helping the taxpayer who works their butt off all day and gets up at 5 in the morning to go to work and feed their family and is paying way too high taxes. And when you read that this woman in the Vegas paper, they lead off with her story, and I'm betting you any amount of money she's an illegal alien. And she has the nerve to say, oh my God, how am I going to make ends meet? I'm expecting my third child. First of all, forget about illegal or illegal. Let's say she's legal. Do you actually have a right to have a third child if you don't have the money to feed the two you already have? And the proof is, Wainwright's not making it up. I'm not guessing. You need food stamps to survive each month. That's what she said in the article. She can't live without $350 a month of food stamps. So why are you having a third child? Why is it my problem that you want to have a new child when you can't feed the two you already got? Why would we have to pay for that? And now add in the fact that she almost 100% she's an illegal alien who's on food stamps, who can't make ends meet, who's having her third child on American soil. And now you wonder why so many Americans who are Republicans, who are Trump supporters, are angry. Okay? All the rest of us have a normal reaction. If we have two kids and we can't afford them, we're not going to have a third. We don't think it's government's job to pay for our children's food or our children's school or our children's medical. Do we? I don't. And I certainly don't think if I can't afford the two and I need government's help, oh, I'll just go drop a third baby, an anchor baby. I don't think that. If I can't afford the first two, I'd be embarrassed. Why would I have a third? She's probably ready, already making plans for the fourth and the fifth. And they should all be on food stamps. And they should all have welfare and aid to dependent children and housing allowances and free school and free meals at school and free health care. And therein lies the problem. There is America's problem. And that's what Trump's trying to stop. And so he put together a new law that says if you want asylum, you got to wait on the other side. And if you try to come through another country like Mexico from your country, you're not going to ever get asylum ever again. Bravo. And he put together a law that says if you're on Social Security disability or 12 other programs, you don't automatically get food stamps. You might get kicked off. Bravo. And the other day he put together a program that says if you're on welfare or food stamps and government aid and you're here in this country, not even as an illegal, as a foreigner looking for a green card, you're not going to get your green card because you're costing the taxpayers money. When people who are conservative say Trump's not a great president, he's doing these things every day. He's fighting for you every day, trying to kick the bad guys out of the country and the bad guys and gals off of welfare and off of food stamps and therefore lower the spending and lower the national debt and therefore lower your tax burden so you get to keep more money. And you're going to criticize Trump? He's trying, but look at the lead story. Even my conservative newspaper made it like we should all cry tears of pity because hundreds of thousands of people may get kicked off food stamps and they're all like this gal, Maria, who's probably illegal, who has two kids. And she's upset that she's pregnant with the third, and she doesn't actually feed them without food stamps. What? That's the headline in the newspaper? No, the real headline should be Trump has a $22 trillion debt inherited from mostly from Obama, and he's trying to cut expenses, and if he can cut a few hundred thousand people off welfare and food stamps, guess what? That's more money for the rest of us who are born in America, who deserve it, who are legal citizens and taxpayers. Maybe you'll lower our taxes. Thank you, President Trump. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man, who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716. 5716.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root for AmpFest 19. AmpFest 19 is the most entertaining political event and Trump Fest of the year. For anyone who wants to see President Trump reelected, for any conservative who wants to be empowered and entertained, for any Trump superfan who wants to just have a blast, head to the Trump Doral Hotel, October 10th to 12th in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. Headline speakers at AmpFest 19 include Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Dinesh D'Souza, Charlie Kirk of Turning Point USA, Brandon Strock of the Walkaway Movement, and get this, Donald Trump Jr. just agreed to speak. And how about Wayne Allyn Root? I love that guy. But this is more than a traditional political event or Trump Love Fest. AmpFest 19 features a Texas Hold'em poker tournament, golf tournament, comedy night, pool party, yacht party, fashion show, movie screening, Women for Trump social, and prayer breakfast hosted by the one and only Alveda King. To register for AmFest 19, just go to AmericanPriority.com. That's AmericanPriority.com. It all happens October 10th to 12th at the Trump Doral in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. I'll see you there. AmericanPriority.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
You can speak with a capitalist, evangelist, and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered on USA Radio Network. I want to read you a note that comes from my lifelong best buddy and mentor. His name is Doug. He lives in Texas, of course. All my exes live in Texas. He says, Wayne, I've got a great Texas women story. So he says his wife just joined the Texas Women Republicans, and they sent out a notice about a meeting to be held at a local venue. They live in the San Antonio area. And shortly after, they received a number of threats of violence. After they put a notice out of the Texas Women Republicans meeting, they had threats of violence. So they immediately sent out a notice that due to threats, the meeting was canceled. That was followed by an immediate notice that the meeting had been rescheduled and it would be held at Buck and Doe's. Buck and Doe's is the neighborhood shooting range, and they said all are welcome. They will not be intimidated. They will not back down. Good job. Good job, Doug and Melinda. Great job. By the way, before I get to the sponsor of this segment of the show, I got to mention something. Do you realize that a new Rasmussen poll is out? I've been talking about Jeffrey Epstein for 3 days now. You'd have to be a moron to believe that there isn't a problem with the whole story. It just reminds me of the Vegas massacre. I don't know what happened in the Vegas massacre. I never said I knew what happened. I just know the story we've been sold is a crock of crap. I know the story we've been sold about the Vegas massacre that happened, what was it, October 1st, 2017, is a giant lie. And I know that there's a giant cover-up going on. And the FBI took a year and then issued a one-page report. No one has ever told us what really happened in Las Vegas. And to this moment, I keep getting letters from people who say they know and they're dying to tell me. And I keep saying, okay, tell me. I don't know that I want to hear. But anyway, I've gotten some in the last week. They want to lay it out for me what really happened. They have evidence of what really happened. But I say the same thing about Jeffrey Epstein. I don't know what happened to Jeffrey Epstein, but I know that it looks terrible. I know we're not getting the right story. I know it doesn't look like a suicide. I know I'm not as stupid as the government must think I am, because here's some amazing coincidences. First of all, a medical examiner said yesterday that in only 6% of the cases is there a specific bone that was broken in his neck that equals suicide. 94% of the time, it's homicide. Someone murdered the guy when that bone breaks. Today, another medical examiner said that's exaggerating. It's only 1% of the time where that bone breaks and it's considered suicide. 99% of the time, it's a murder. It's a homicide. Also, we found out today, in the history, 40 years the MCC's been open, the Manhattan Correctional Center. 40 years, it's actually the MMCC, the Manhattan Metropolitan Correction Center. In the 40 years it's been open, Jeffrey Epstein is the first person to commit suicide. The first one who successfully did it. I'm sure there's been many who tried. Nobody ever in 40 years was able to commit suicide. And there's a 1% chance it's suicide and 99% homicide based on the bone that's broken in his neck. And the guards weren't watching. And the guards were asleep. And the guards were on overtime. And the guards weren't following protocol. And there were no videos of who went in and who went out. And how about this one? His roommate was transferred out the night before he committed suicide. So there was no witness in the cell. And he was the most high-profile prisoner in all the American prison system, and there was no camera in the cell. If any of this makes sense to you, I got a bridge to sell you in Vegas over the ocean. Okay? You must think we're stupid, and that's why the latest Rasmussen falls out. And guess what it says? It says 29% of Americans believe Epstein committed suicide. 42% believe it was a homicide to cover up the real story. And another 29% are undecided. They don't know. Well, I think undecided is just as important in this case. In normal polls, I wouldn't say that. But in this case, if you're undecided, it's because you're like me. You don't really know. I'm not sure it's a homicide, but I think it looks like a homicide, and it looks like a cover-up. But it could have been a suicide. They may have forced him into killing himself by threatening someone he loves. So it could be either. So maybe I'm undecided. So now you take the 42%, you add it to the 29%, that's about almost 70% of Americans either don't know, don't really understand what the hell happened, or believe it was a homicide, and only 29% believe it was a suicide. So I'm sorry, the math, 71 versus 29. Wow. Because people aren't that stupid. Let's get to the sponsor of this segment of the show. Then we'll take calls the whole second half of the show. My doctor suggests, all of you who've been watching know that last Friday, Bubba, my beautiful Labradoodle, who I love, excuse me, Golden Doodle, who I love more than anything in the world, Bubba jumped up and nailed me in the face. He jumped up to kiss me. I leaned down to kiss him, and his tooth went through my lip and gashed my lip so bad I thought I would need 3 stitches. And after the show, I figured I'd rush to the emergency room and get stitches. But I decided to use my doctor suggests silver gel to heal it, and it's gone. There's nothing there but a little dot, as you can see on national TV. Pretty cool. It's almost gone. It'll be gone by Monday over the weekend. They have the best stuff. Their silver solution's amazing. I don't have any colds anymore. I don't have any brain fog. Their silver lozenges are great. Never missed a minute on the air due to a cold or a hoarse voice. Call them at 866-660-9868 or go to mydoctorsuggests.com/root. Selim Wingroot sent you 20% off.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Stocks are rallying at the end of the week as the Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 307 points to close at 25,886. The NASDAQ and S&P were also up. Real Clear Markets editor John Tamney reminds us all the one key thing to our economy.
The reality is the U.S. stock market is priced with growth in China in mind. Apple gets a fifth of its iPhone sales from China. It's McDonald's second largest market. It's Nike's second largest market. GM sells more cars there than it does in North America. Boeing sells a quarter of its planes there. And so long as we are browbeating China and having a war with them, we're limiting the ability of U.S. businesses to sell there, and that's dangerous.
The New York City medical examiner says Jeffrey Epstein killed himself in his Manhattan jail cell. The autopsy released today determines that the official cause of death was suicide. This is USA Radio News.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendovite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. That just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, so here's the infamous Bubba. Those of you listening on the radio, sorry, but if you're on TV, you can see Bubba. He was a little puppy 2 months ago when I got him. And 8 weeks later, he's a 40-pound giant with paws the size of tree trunks. And more importantly, whoa, see what I mean? He whips his head around. I'm always afraid he's going to bite me when he whips his head around. He is so cute and so loving and such a great dog. And he's the best. But he's got teeth like a piranha, sharp as a razor. Bubba, say hi to everybody. Oh, there you go. You love your daddy. Say hi to everybody. All right. Enough. Let's get back to politics. Politics and business as usual. All right. That was Bubba. He's a big boy now, as you see. Sam Landis, by the way, is the sponsor of this segment of the show. We go from Bubba, who is not a killer. He's a nice dog, to a tax lawyer who's got to be a killer. And that's Sam Landis. He's argued over 8,500 cases in front of the IRS all across the USA. And he did it for me. I give you personal endorsement, personal testimony. The Obama IRS tried to destroy me, to wipe me off the face of the earth. We confirmed that when Tom Fitton of Judicial Watch saw my case and said, I want your case. This is such a prime example of government persecution because of your political views. And we proved it. We proved it was targeting, intimidation, and persecution because of my conservative political views. And you know it was ordered by Obama and Valerie Jarrett. You know it. Because not just because I'm a conservative, not just because I was a critic on national TV on Fox News every 5 minutes, but also because I was Obama's college classmate, and I talked about it all the time. Class of 83, Columbia University. We both were pre-law political science. I never saw him, never heard of him, never met him. Don't know anyone who ever heard of him, ever saw him, or ever met him. You know he hates every time I say that, because it's a strange story. You know, just like the Jeffrey Epstein suicide, just like the Vegas massacre, I don't know what the real truth is. I just know it's strange. I know it's unexplainable. I know it's unimaginable. He became president of the United States, and not one person at Columbia ever met him, ever saw him, ever heard of him. It's very strange. In any case, you know he came after me for that reason, and we beat him. Because I got the best damn tax lawyer in America. Sam Landis, thank you. Give him a call. 1-800-WE-HELP-YOU. 1-800-WE-HELP-YOU, the letter U, because you will be an underdog if you take on the IRS without Sam Landis. With Sam, you're at least even odds or the favorite. Great job, Sam. Or go to his website, WeHelpYou.com, with the letter U. All right, let's go to the line. Let's start with John from Washington, D.C., because I saw John waiting on hold 2 days in a row as we ended the show, and I never got to. So you've got the Jewish guilt in Wayne Root, and I got to go to John first. So, John, welcome to the show.
Yeah, don't feel sorry. I got nothing better to do. You're the greatest, and I always would say to Chris, your call screener and producer, that put me at the end of the line, you know, so I don't complain about anything. You're talking about Obama. Nobody ever saw him. He went to college on the West Coast at Occidental.
Yes.
And he was, you know, he told you he was smoking dope. He admits to that.
Right.
But it's funny because he went to Punahou High School.
In Hawaii, yes.
I think it was, you know, just for rich kids, and his grandmother got him in there.
Yeah.
And we don't have any grades for him from Punahou, from Occidental, from Columbia, from Harvard, nowhere. And I know, you know, if you have a kid, and a kid comes home from the first grade, and he gets an A in a paper, you know, you tape it on the refrigerator door, you're proud of it and everything. So if he's got no A's, I think that's the assumption you make, that this guy has all of his grades sealed, and people think he's really smart, you know. Maybe he's clever, but academically, he's a loser. But anyway, I wanted to talk about another loser, Tyee. You know, she had a chance to go for free, I'm pretty sure, you know, this congressional junket to Israel. That wasn't good enough that she was going to get a free trip over there, all expenses paid by Nancy Pelosi. You know, she had this
Hey, John, let me make sure everybody knows who you're talking about. So, 75 members of Congress went to Israel only 2 weeks ago, and she wasn't one of them. It was a bipartisan delegation, 75 Republicans and Democrats pledging their dying loyalty to Israel, our best friend, and saying they would never allow the BDS boycott movement. But Tlaib and Ilhan Omar wouldn't go with them because, of course, they were all pledging loyalty to Israel. They wanted to make their own big splash and try and get the world's media cameras upon them and scream out how racist Israel is and Israel's killing Palestinians and Israel hates Palestinians and Israel's horrible and Israel should be destroyed, and they would try and ruin the Israeli economy. So Israel said, screw you, you're not allowed in. And you know what? Just like John, when they all screamed, all the Muslims in the world screamed, you can't put the American embassy in Jerusalem. And if you do that, there'll be rioting all over the Muslim world, and people will die. Well, Trump did it, the only president with the cojones to do it, and guess what happened? Nothing. There was no rioting. And Israel shut those two women down, and there's also no response. There's nothing. Much better off. If they were there, they'd be causing trouble and international condemnation of Israel. And instead, they're not there, and no one even cares. I hear crickets. They didn't accomplish anything. When you shut them down, you don't give them a spotlight. Good move, in my opinion. Go ahead. You speak.
Yes. I just wanted to say one thing about Bibi Netanyahu. I think he went to college in the United States.
He did.
He's a graduate of Temple.
Yes.
He knows the United States. His brother was a hero and that raid on Entebbe to get passengers back and everything. This is the guy that's devoted to his country, just like Trump is. They're good friends. And I think the reason that these Muslims in this country, especially Tlaib and Omar, and the other two, the squad of four, they hate Trump so much. If Trump is friends with Bibi Netanyahu, they hate him too. They gave her a chance to come over there. She wrote a conciliatory letter saying she wasn't going to get political, and they said, "Oh, okay, then come and see your grandma."
She said, "No thanks."
Changed her mind again.
Now, did you see the response?
The issue.
John, did you see the response? All right, so John, I'm going to say goodbye because we've got to get other people on.
Okay, yeah.
But Be good, John. Have a nice weekend. But did you see the response, John, and all of you, from the Israeli minister who allowed her to come in under compassionate terms? First they said, you can't come in. Then she said, my grandmother's in her 90s. I'll never see her again. So they said, okay, then if you come in and you don't talk politics, we'll let you in. And then she said, no, I won't do it. So he tweeted out the following. He said she hates Israel and the Jews more than she loves her own grandmother, and that's why she couldn't overcome her hatred to come into Israel. That was a great response. And that's kind of what I will say about every Democrat in this country. They all hate Trump more than they love America, so they just can't get over their hatred for Trump. So they'd rather see America's economy go under, people be jobless, there be a recession, the stock market crash. They're so intent on destroying the economy in order to stop Trump, they'd ruin the whole country, and they don't see that. And she's the same way. She hates Israel so much, she hates them more than she loves her own grandmother, who she will obviously never see again before she dies. What a terrible thing. All right, let's take some more calls. Let's take Ken in Minnesota, line two. Ken, you're on with War. How are you?
Hey, Wayne. Thanks for picking up my call. By the way, Bubba seemed to have a really great personality.
We got to give him his own show on Newsmax.
Yeah.
The Bubba Show.
Anyway, great show, Wayne. Congressional term limits. Not much is ever said about this. Executive Director Nick Tombolides, I don't know what he does, but I'm aware of this U.S. Constitution, Article 5, 17 Amendment, which... how, you know, they decide their own fate, Congress does. So here's a fix, Wayne, to, some of these cronies and lemmings and dinosaurs, get them out of there. So
I talk about this in every speech. I say Congress should be limited to two terms, one term in office, one term in prison. that's my signature line. Go ahead.
I'll give it to you short, and you just want your response.
Yeah.
Sign a petition via the internet amongst American voters, and get it on a national ballot. And It'll be on the ballot. There's no doubt.
Well, wait, hold on. Wait, let me correct you. I think I'll correct you, but maybe someone will tell me I'm wrong. There is no national ballot. There's no national ballot initiative. There's only
voting, you know, when the presidential election comes up or whatever.
No, there's no vote in a presidential election for term limits, Ken. The only thing you can get it done, ask Mark Levin, there's got to be a constitutional convention. Is the only way to get it done if Congress won't do it for themselves. And that's a hard thing to do. You need a vote in every one of the 50 states, and you got to win like 38 of the 50 states. And then there's a constitutional convention, and then there's another problem. Once you have that convention, you don't know what other things liberals will push through to get voted in. They'll try and change income tax to be 90% taxes. I don't know what they're going to do. So I'm not even sure I want a constitutional convention. I want term limits, but I don't know if the medicine wouldn't be worse than the illness. That's the problem. It's very tough to get it through, Ken. Ken, thank you for the call. I'm telling you, I'm with you, but it's very, very tough to get it through. Constitutional convention is so hard. Do you remember ERA, the Equal Rights Amendment, ERA? Every woman in America seemed to want it. Never happened. And it fell short. They never got enough states to ratify to have a constitutional convention. Do you know how hard it is to get a constitutional convention? Now, maybe you could do it for term limits. Maybe everybody, there's a call for it on the right, on the left, everywhere. Let's try. But you better hope when that constitutional convention is opened up that other things aren't voted on that override Congress and the president and make our life worse because liberals get them through. Scary stuff. This is kind of a Mark Levin specialty, not mine. But I sure do want term limits. I sure do hate congressmen that die in office at the age of 99 in their wheelchair sucking their thumb. We'll be right back. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root for AmpFest 19. AmpFest 19 is the most entertaining political event and Trump Fest of the year. For anyone who wants to see President Trump reelected, for any conservative who wants to be empowered and entertained, for any Trump superfan who wants to just have a blast, head to the Trump Doral Hotel, October 10th and 12th in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. Headline speakers at AmpFest 19 include Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Dinesh D'Souza, Charlie Kirk of Turning Point USA, Brandon Strzok of the Walkaway Movement, and get this, Donald Trump Jr. just agreed to speak. And how about Wayne Allyn Root? I love that guy. But this is more than a traditional political event or Trump Love Fest. AmpFest 19 features a Texas Hold'em poker tournament, golf tournament, comedy night, pool party, yacht party, fashion show, movie screening, Women for Trump social, and prayer breakfast hosted by the one and only Alveda King. To register for AmpFest 19, just go to AmericanPriority.com. That's AmericanPriority.com. It all happens October 10th to 12th at the Trump Doral in sizzly, sexy Miami, Florida. I'll see you there. AmericanPriority.com.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillows, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
Raw and unfiltered.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
Hey, Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. On Newsmax TV as well as USA Radio. By the way, some ways to reach me, WayneRoot@gmail.com is my email. Love to hear from you. My website is RootForAmerica.com. You can check me out on Twitter, @RealWayneRoot, and you can send an email to Newsmax if you like the show and you want to see more extended Wayne Root, additional Wayne Root shows. Just send it to war@newsmax.com. I don't get to see those emails. Only executives at Newsmax. War for Wayne Allen Root, WAR@newsmax.com. All right, Dr. Joe Williams is the sponsor of this segment of the show. If you have thinning hair, and that's not just for men. He has a lot of female clients, too. A lot of women have thinning hair when they hit their 40s and 50s. So if you have thinning hair, if your hair is really going bald, if you already are bald, this guy's amazing. I've been best buddies for 18 years with Dr. Joe Williams, and the reality is that I've seen all the videos before and after and all the pictures before and after. He's a magician. He's an artiste. It's amazing the difference in someone's head of hair after this guy's done with you. It's his life's work. And the reason you know that is two things. Number one, he's one of only 200 doctors in the world with the title Diplomate of the American Board of Hair Restoration, the only one in the state of Nevada, but only 200 in the world. And the celebrities and the billionaire businessmen and even a sitting president have flown in from all over the world to get their hair job done here in Las Vegas, to get their hair restoration done with Dr. Joe Williams. They believe he's the best in the world, but about 98% of his business is average Joe's and Jane's. So give him a call because he'll pay for your vacation to Vegas to have it done here, and you know it's in the hands of one of the best doctors in the world. VacationRestoration.com or call 888-357-0888, 888-357-0888, and get a free consultation. You have nothing to lose, no risk. Give him a call. Let him tell you what he can do. Before we get to the last few calls tonight, new poll out. Half of Hispanic Americans approve of Trump following his ICE raids in Mississippi, of that meatpacking plant. Half of Hispanics approve of Trump. And I've always said he's going to do great with Hispanics in the upcoming election because legal Hispanics like him. He's protecting them from millions of illegals there to come take their jobs. That's number one. Number two, new poll is out. In Wisconsin, Trump said 45%, which is higher than he was when he won the state in 2016. Trump is doing just fine. And as I proved on Wednesday and Thursday's show, there is no recession. Stock market's up. We're right back to where we were before. All that mania and hysteria and the media swearing we're in a recession and the stock market's going to crash. And we had a bad day on Wednesday that we had to come back on Thursday to come back on Friday. So I think everything's going to be fine. And Trump's opponent, if I had to bet right now, not Biden. Elizabeth Warren. I'm telling you, I called it a month ago, and now she's surging, and she's got the lead in a lot of polls. It's going to be Elizabeth Warren, and they'll put Kamala Harris on the ticket, and it'll be an all-woman ticket, and they'll try and plead to women of America that he's a chauvinist, and he's a racist, and he's homophobic, and he's Islamophobic, and he's a terrible person, and he cheated on his wife, and we don't want that kind of man doesn't appeal to women, and we need every woman in America to vote against Trump. That's going to be the Democratic ticket and the Democratic pitch, as sure as I'm sitting here. That's my guess. Elizabeth Warren and probably with Kamala Harris. Let's grab Lori from Florida on line one. Lori, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Hi, Wayne. I'm doing well, thank you. I was just calling because of that same guy. The bottom line is, when the Clintons were in office, death surrounded them. Not saying that they murdered anybody, but it just seemed death surrounded them. Now, this guy and Clinton were best buddies, going to this island, having their little fun time, whatever it is they do. Next thing you know, he's hanging himself in prison. You know, maybe I've watched too many shows, TV shows, or what have you, but somehow that just doesn't sound kosher to me.
Well, I mean, there's nothing I can answer except that the whole thing looks fishy, and it looks to me like it could be murder, but it might have been suicide. Maybe they got to somebody he loved and said, we'll kill them if you do not kill yourself and do the right thing like they did in the Godfather movie. Maybe that's the way it happened. I don't know, but the whole thing smells
lousy.
Well,
you know what I'm also getting tired of?
Yeah.
I'm also getting tired that they think that people like me, what I would consider a normal human being, it's so stupid and gullible that you're just going to bite on all this stuff and just believe it every day. And I it's just absolutely ridiculous.
Well, the Rasmussen poll shows, Lori, that most Americans are suspicious and do think something's wrong with the story. And everybody knows one of the beneficiaries of his death was the Clintons. They were going to be in a lot of trouble, and suddenly, you know, he's dead, and there's no proof that they did anything wrong. So who knows? Lori, thank you for the call. Appreciate it. Let's take David in Texas. Last call of the night. David, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good. I was just wanting to make a comment on that Jeffrey Epstein case.
Yes.
I blame his lawyer for that.
And tell me why you blame, because he wasn't on suicide watch?
Okay. Well, I blame his lawyer because he should have been advised. You do not name names and expose the guilty and corrupt to people who work for the guilty and corrupt.
Yeah, I mean, we saw names come out, and they were all leading Democrats just literally the day before he supposedly committed suicide, the day before the bones in his neck were broken by someone, either him or some mystery person, but we'll never know because the cameras are out. And he became the first guy to ever successfully commit suicide in 40 years in the Manhattan Metropolitan Correctional Center. And that bone broken, 1% of cases it involves suicide, 99% medical examiners. Says, not Wayne Root. Murder. Strange stuff. Reminds me of the JFK murder, right? You're never going to really know the answer, are you? Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered. See you on Monday. All the cops out there, be careful. All the vets, thank you for your service. God bless you. Have a great weekend.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools. cells to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.